Every woman is different in sex. Something that people like to say. This is like saying something while completely saying nothing. What can you actually do with that in real life? No, that is not how it works. Every woman is not completely different. If you really believe that all women are completely different in sex, I don't know where that leaves you. It means nothing is learnable, skills can't be built, or your experience doesn't matter. You know nothing about sex. You can't possibly know anything about sex with her because she's completely different. She has to teach you everything about sex from scratch. So you've got two options. You can give her a long interview before sex to find out every detail. You can also ask her to coach you through sex. During sex, in every detail, she's telling you what to do and how to do it. Every woman, and I will generalize here, will hate both of those options. A woman is okay to share some preferences, what she likes. No woman wants to teach a man from scratch everything, like, you know, he hasn't touched a woman before. Every woman wants a man who has some foundational good skill, knows what he's doing, has some understanding of female sexuality, but he's also curious enough to ask her how she's feeling, what are, you know, some of the preferences she has on top of that. And women feel like this both with new partners and with a long-term partner. And then there is an additional problem. It also means that if you're a woman, because you're so completely different, nobody else would have any knowledge for you what might work better. It relies on her having the full knowledge of her ultimate best sexuality, all the processes to get her there. And a man can know everything about his wife, his girlfriend, and it's still not ideal. It's not working very well. People are often stuck essentially where they are. So there's no way to improve your sex to solve a problem because they believe, you know, nobody else can teach them anything because everybody's different. So when I hear all women are different, I have very mixed feelings, you know, because I'm aware of two realities there. One is that there is a genuine variation in preferences amongst women. You know, obviously there are individual differences between women. But then the other really solid reality is, you know, imagine if I'm a personal trainer and I can get people into shape. And somebody tells me, no man, all people are different. Some are weak, some are strong, some are athletic, some are fat. Some like healthy food, some like to eat a lot of pizza every day. Like, I can't argue with it. It is true, your observation is correct, but it's often said without any real understanding of female sexuality, very superficial observation, like no shit, yeah? Without effort to understand how it really works, how it could work better, just all women are different. This is how we know everything about humans. In everything, we can say all people are different and we would know nothing. We will never say something works for humans 100%. We say that things work for people this way. By that we mean there will be a large majority for whom the general practice will work well this way. We also accept that this majority in the middle, not everybody is the same. The general process will need to be adjusted, personalized, but the core of the general practice works for all these people. We always accept margin groups that don't fit into this. It's normal, it's always there. And once again, this is how humans work in everything. And if we just said all people are different, it would just be a lazy way to sit and learn nothing. Female sexuality is not random and chaotic. Sex is not just what color do you like. Like, a lot of it is how it works. It is rooted in how the woman's body works, the sexual anatomy, sexual physiology, the female sexual nervous system, the female sexual psychology, which is a core system shared by all women. It works a certain way. There are whole sciences studying this female sexual system. We sex educators on the ground, we convert all that knowledge into, you know, easier practical instructions for general public. You do have a lot of, you know, strong principles, really effective processes, best practices that generally work very well for most women. So from that, you can definitely learn what you could call the core best practice, which can involve, you know, the best processes for arousal, creating maximum pleasure, for orgasmicity, the mental emotional factors that a woman needs in sex or that block her. And that core best practice will work very well for most women most of the time. You do have to adapt and personalize that general best practice. It will not work the same for every woman, but that also isn't random and chaotic. That variation is learnable and manageable. I will explain that as well. And you do accept that, you know, for some women, it will not work this way. But if you possess the core best practices that work really well in whatever, you know, let's say 70-80% of the time, yeah, with a bit of personalization, but the general system, you know, is still the same system, then that really works. That's not everybody's different. As a man, you can go into any situation and you have 70-80% chance of giving a woman great sex, you know, from the get-go, from the start, and then to iterate and to personalize further. Does it still have a chance that it will not work? Sure. We can never teach anything that works 100%, but it's the best probability you will ever get. The only other alternative is to believe that everything is totally random and chaotic, and in that case, you have what, according to this logic, 1 in 4 billion. brilliant chance that this will work for this woman. And for a woman, if you have knowledge of those best practices, you know, then there's a lot that you might have been struggling with, not getting great results from. It's like in any other area, when a consultant comes in and shows you the system that tends to work, it's normally more effective than your own. So obviously it's a combination, like in all things, a strong educated system of fundamentals, and to that you add individual specifics and preferences. It will not work as just, you know, exploring the chaos. It's not working great for most people, is it? Why are so many people currently have an absolute car crash over sex life? Not because every woman is different, not because of that. Mainly because most people don't know the good fundamentals of female sexuality. Completely don't know them, or they've picked up lies and bullshit about it. Fixing the same few core things would make the biggest improvement for most women, trust me. That's a more pressing issue than inventing a unique trinket for every woman. So what happens? You know, two things happen. One is the illusion, you know, genuine variation exists, but you see a lot more variation because essentially everybody's doing it badly. You know, I'll explain that in a minute. And there is variation, which you can see as something a lot more organized and simplified and manageable and learnable. But right now it overwhelms you because you are not aware of it and you see it as totally random and chaotic, yeah? Because most people are not aware of, you know, the core best practices that would work, you know, really well for a lot of women. People are just getting by in sex. They're just figuring things out on their own. Well, you're just naturally going to have a lot of variation because for one woman, this doesn't work, and for another woman, this doesn't work, right? And women end up with a lot of workarounds. So what's a workaround? Something you're using to kind of get there, but it's not the ideal thing or the easiest or the best result. And because women are finding their workarounds in such a chaotic manner, yeah, you will naturally end up with everybody having a different workaround. And we see this variation and we label it as a sexual preference, like that is what a woman wanted to do all her life. That is what she likes. And from now on, just give her buckets of this and nothing else. Whereas, if we gave women a really good process that would probably work for most women better than the current workarounds, you would have a lot less of that kind of variation. So there will also remain a lot of genuine variation. People genuinely having different preferences, different likes, wanting to do different kinds of sex. I'm only saying that immediately jumping to, you know, every woman is different without actually being in possession of, you know, a good understanding and skill on female sexuality. It's just a lazy get out of, you know, we're going to leave it like this and not going to do anything about it. To what extent a situation is a genuine preference or is just a coping strategy, things are just not working, they can improve. It's certainly a bit of a complex reality that you just need to be aware of. And then the other thing is that, you know, variation is not random and chaotic either. If you have the knowledge of the best core practices, like I said, they need to be adjusted. They need to be personalized. A lot of variation can be seen more like a part of the system. Settings. One woman likes it harder, one woman likes it softer. That is not every woman is different. The same best process works excellently for both of them. You have settings on it. Faster, slower, harder, softer, quite easy to experiment with. But the core process remains to be the most important thing. And if you don't know this process, that's probably not going to work great for either of them. Options. People think when women like different things, it's an infinite number of possibilities in the universe. Every woman needs a different movement on the clitoris, for example. Sounds true to you, right? Are there 4 billion ways to touch the clitoris? From 6 to 8 movements that cover, you know, pretty much 99% of women. They're really easy to learn and seeing which one works better, then you adjust the settings on it. But the most important part here, it's your awareness of the effective process. And actually that doesn't change from one woman to another. Same situation with touching the vagina. Same situation with penetration. People think arousal patterns are so wildly different that every woman is totally unique. There is a limited number of arousal pathways that are also quite easy to understand. There will always be a woman into the wildest thing you've never thought of, but it will definitely cover 90% of women, right? Varieties. People say, well, this woman is into hard sex, this woman is into gentle intimate sex. Well, it might be a genuine preference, but the highest probability is they are not two different women. Women like variety. One woman got bad experience with very cringy, you know, loving sex. The other woman got bad experience with hard sex. So if you know the best practices for, you know, powerful loving sex and really sexy hard sex, then probably both women will get to enjoy this one and that one. And then you don't have two different women anymore. Special slots. Every woman might have some special things that only she likes. It is true. And you can't just do that one or two things. So you still have the core system, the best practice that works for women. And you will always have a few special slots where you put the things that are only specific to her. So a lot of variation is understandable, not all of it. You know, I will never say that. There will always be a proportion of genuine kind of random personal variation, yeah? Another thing I want to say, and that's slightly philosophical, but I think it's very important. Women all want something different. Do people all want something different? Well, on the surface, of course, but do we all want to be happy, to feel peace, to avoid and stop suffering that we experience, to feel connected to other people, to be loved, to feel family, to enjoy our life? And those things are far more important to us than the superficial differences. I honestly believe that most women, at least in relationships or anything that resembles a relationship, there are certain things that, you know, they want to experience from sex. You know, most of these themes we can hear consistently from women. Are we seeing that all women are different because we are, you know, we see it as different trinkets that women like? Or are women not so different when we look into really valuable core experience that they want out of sex and what that feels like? Because then the practice of sex that delivers that is also going to be like fairly consistent for women. And if you're not focusing on that, then you may be resorting to some trinkets, and you can argue your point that every woman is different, but is she really deeply fulfilled?